So the answer is no, you had no funding.
I didn't, no. But, you know, yeah, I can't comment too much on the specifics of who came in, but found people who I think are, who share my mission.
You were confident founders. That the funding would come.
Yeah, I was confident. And, you know, I was determined.
I'm Scott McGrew. Welcome to Sand Hill Road.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
We can begin as we always do with our breathing technique, pranayama, which balances the brain and settles the mind.
This week on Sand Hill Road.
All right. Let's take a couple minutes before opening our eyes.
Companies and venture investors practicing self-care in very strange times.
There's more and more conversation around the importance of this with founders. And I
think we'll sit down with Overwater Ventures' Christina Simmons.
How can we give them tools and different options to really be thinking about this?
Who encourages her portfolio CEOs and founders to stay balanced in all ways.
If you don't become the ocean, you will be seasick every day.
As for that, what you're hearing is one of two mandatory 20-minute meditations at a company called Garten. Not one of Christina's investments, but definitely a company practicing balance.
The name of the company is Garten, and I'm the founder and CEO of Garten.
Michael Heinrich, taking meditation very seriously.
We introduced a policy called Garten Time. And so employees get two periods during the day, twice a day for 30 minutes each time, one in the morning and one in the afternoon, generally around 3 p.m., to do any number of stress reduction techniques, whether that's meditation, light yoga stretches, reading spiritual text, anything that really reduces stress is game for that. You cannot work during those periods. And so, somebody might say but don't you want to maximize productivity? Shouldn't people be working all the time? Well, unfortunately, human beings don't work that way.
Now, engineers tend to be kind of buttoned down people, if you were to stereotype, and not kind of crunchy kumbaya people. And this sounds a little crunchy kumbaya.
Well, we've got plenty of engineers on the Zoom, so they're all reaping the benefits because there's nothing kumbaya about having a clearer mind, having a reduction of cortisol levels in your body, being able to, work more effectively during the day. And so we just wanted to create a place and a purpose so that people have the time.
Okay.
Yeah, you can pivot that little...
like this?
That way.
Oh, this way.
Exactly.
There we go.
Christina Simmons.
I am Christina Simmons, founder and managing partner at Overwater Ventures.
I think we all pay lip service to work-life balance, right? But you're saying there's an actual return on investment on work-life balance.
Yes, that's my philosophy. So I'll back up for a moment. With Overwater, I was really excited about where is there the most innovation happening? And I think that's in human and planet health. And one of the gaps that I was seeing was that the best founders were usually highly technical. And the gap was, okay, how do I go from R&D project into a real business and a brand that people love, whether it's consumer or enterprise? But to become a brand that people love, it starts with the founder. And to start with the founder, you have to really be thinking about how can that founder show up as their best self, he or she as their best self in the office environment? And what does that take? And in a similar way that athletes have coaches in all different aspects of their life, why don't founders? Why aren't they thinking about their sleep or their meditation or their physical fitness or their mental well-being? Because I think that that is extremely important to be able to build a successful company over time. And to your point, I just don't think you can build a big company if you don't have, you know, if you don't have a team who loves coming to work and loving their job and loving their life.
Now, as you encourage your client companies, your portfolio companies to adopt healthy lifestyles and healthy behavior, it sounds kind of nanny-ish. Like, hey, we're going to do a follow-up, funding, but did you eat your peas?
That is not the way. First of all, that is not the way. I don't think it's ever, I think it's always one size fits all. And it's more of, I think authenticity breeds authenticity. And so you have to be able to have the conversations with founders to say, okay, great, your revenue numbers are fantastic, but let's talk about how you're doing personally. And what are the gaps? What are the challenges? Talk to me about what's happening. And then from there, you know, figuring out what is the right development plan or what are options? Here are some choices. And then of course the founder can choose, no, I don't even want to listen to that. Or, you know, yes, I'm very interested.
But give me your elevator pitch on this is important. You know, that's fine, but you know what? We're really busy. You know, we're trying to push a product. I'll get more sleep tomorrow. No, I haven't eaten anything. You're going to come back with, no, this is important.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at the stats, there was one study that came out that said founders are 50% more likely to have mental health issues, 19% don't have enough fitness. There was just a report that came out from UC Berkeley that said 75% of founders have some sort of mental illness. And there's a lot more to it. It's the root, what's happening at the company. Building startups, it's stressful. And so to me, you know, I was at Lululemon quite early, and it was the opposite approach to many of the companies in Silicon Valley, where it was really around how can you develop yourself? How can, you know, a company is all about velocity in which it can scale. And so for, you know, when you dig into it, it's really about the people. The company is only as strong as the people behind it. And so Lululemon had a very different approach where they said, okay, how can we really help each person be their own CEO within the company? And I saw that culture firsthand. And it felt like that was a big opportunity in Silicon Valley. And you can see with the rise of Barry's Bootcamp class as an example, even within the economic environment that we're in, it's going to become more and more important.
You bring up the economic environment because I think this is one of those things that it sounds great when everything's going great, right? The profits are rolling in, et cetera. And, you know, we shorten the meeting so that we can all go do our take care of our mental well-being. Sounds great when we're making money. But otherwise it's like, hey, you know what? Meditation time is canceled because we got to fix this. Is there some truth to that? That surely work-life balance goes more towards work when we're desperate to keep the company afloat.
Mm-hmm. I have a different approach, which is in these environments, it's more important than ever to be thinking about how is the team doing? How is their own mental health? Because with these environments, it's harder to raise capital. They have to be able to cut teams, as you have seen from the last few weeks. There's more and more layoffs. So that well-being is more important. Now, that doesn't mean necessarily having meditation classes or yoga classes. It's more around how can you help really think about building the potential of the team.
And this, the mental health part of it is very serious. I mean, this is something we didn't talk about in Silicon Valley for years, particularly men. Mm-hmm. Didn't talk about for years. And now this is something that still a lot of people are reluctant to talk about, but it is at least considered.
Yes. And I used to be on the board of Ginger.io. I don't know if you've heard of the company, but they do 24/7 mental health care access. And their peak time of usage was 2 a.m., which is fascinating to me because that's the time when, you know, therapists are not taking patients. And you can see the rise of it becoming more and more a conversation.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I took a look at your portfolio of companies that you're advising and that you've funded. A lot of your firm's investments have to do with fertility, women's fertility, but also men's fertility as well.
Yes.
Is there a reason that that is one of your areas of specialty?
Yeah. So first of all, I invest in human and planet health. I like to look for companies that have some sort of breakthrough science or technology and have the potential to build big businesses. And I like to look for areas that I think have gaps in the market. One of those gaps in particular is fertility. It's one of the fastest growing areas within medicine. And I had a very strong thesis of how can you not just think about incremental innovation, but disruptive innovation? And so I had a goal of, with egg freezing and IVF, how could you go from $25,000 to $50,000 all the way to $4,000? How could you make it more affordable, more accessible, and with better results? And so one of the companies that I originally invested in was a company called Overture Life, which was rethinking egg freezing IVF, so to automate the embryology lab. More to come on them. They just had an exciting update as of today in terms of their technology. So I will stay tuned for information there. But I was on the board of Overture Life and saw firsthand. I actually went through the process myself two times just to learn about what's broken from a consumer perspective. And then I've invested in four companies within the Overwater portfolio that together I think can really disrupt the industry and have better results for families.
How was your experience? Obviously, this is not something I have any experience in.
Yeah, I actually did a talk with CNBC, Chrissy Farr at the time around
Chrissy's the best.
I love her. I've been friends with her for a while and she was really curious in my experience. And, you know, I went to three different clinics. I tested the experience. It's not necessarily made for egg freezing. It's more tailored for IVF, whereas the growth rate with egg freezing is quite high. And I just saw firsthand that the processes just felt really broken to me. The experience, why do I have to go to the doctor to take my blood every day? The medications are not necessarily great. It's an analog experience. It's not digital. And so how could you better automate the process?
And I should, Chrissy's been on this podcast. I should point out to her fans, she just had a baby.
Yes. Yeah. A few weeks ago.
And then also male fertility. Was that something where you thought something was broken or you just thought to yourself, well, we probably should know both sides of the coin here?
Yeah, well, half the problem, it's not just women, it's also men. Sure. And so you have to be thinking about both sides of the process. So I invested in a company called Fellow, and they are doing at home both in sperm analysis and then cryo. And to me, it was really fascinating because they took a strong approach in terms of their science and their R&D pipeline as well to say, okay, how do we think about men's health in this? How do we educate both men and women around their own fertility journey? And the idea is how, in the future at least, how can we start creating tools and technology for people to be thinking about it earlier in the process versus in their late 30s or 40s, for instance.
And, I mean, circling back to our companies providing mental health or health in general, This is something that some companies, but not all, provide as a benefit. But again, for employee retention and employee ease of mind, it's a good benefit.
Yes, I think it's a great benefit. I read yesterday that Amazon provides this benefit and that there were people just joining Amazon to be able to get those benefits. And it's crazy to me that insurance doesn't provide that. I hope that that's changing. But again, I'm investing in technology and companies that I think can lower the cost and make it more affordable and accessible with or without insurance.
Before you went out on your own, you were at Andreessen Horowitz and Coastal Adventures. First of all, why go out on your own?
Yeah, lots of reasons. For me, I'll take a step back and I'll kind of talk about my journey.
Before you do, for the person who may be less familiar with brand named venture capital, if you could be from two different firms, Andreessen Horowitz and Coastal have got to be two of the top.
It was an amazing
it's
journey.
Like, I went to Harvard for my undergrad and Yale for my, for my master's, right? Yeah, and Princeton for my PhD.
Yeah.
I did none of those things, by the way.
Yeah. I'm very grateful to be at both of those places. And they're similar in the way that they think really big about the world. And I love that. And very different.
Why did you leave? You went from Andreessen Horowitz to Coastal. Why did you leave and strike out on your own?
Yeah. So at Coastal, and I loved working for Vinod. He taught me so many things in terms of managing 400 active portfolio companies. And the only way to really reinvent something in any way, not just in venture,
is a clean sheet.
You have to be outside of the existing organization to innovate. And so when I decided to leave to start Overwater, I said, how can I really rethink every part of venture? How can I be something different? And I think that there's an opportunity to do things differently at every level.
Tell me about that first day. Had you had the LPs come in? Did you have funding secure? Or did you walk into a rented office and put down a pencil and paper and say, okay, here we go?
No, my philosophy was that, I knew that, and I knew from the very beginning at Coastal, when I met Vinod, and I love him, he was really rethinking how could he shift Coastal from a generalist tech firm to really a firm that was focused on impact and reinventing societal infrastructure. But I think that to really create from nothing, you have to be outside. So I decided, I was going to leave. I have always wanted... There was something that was pulling me towards being both an entrepreneur and an investor. Gives me more empathy for the founders who I'm meeting when they're raising capital. And I said, okay, I want to take some time to really think, to leave and think through what is my strategy with Overwater? And then how do I think about even the LPs that I want in my fund to be different?
So the answer is no, you had no funding.
I didn't, no. But, I can't comment too much on the specifics of who came in, but people who I think are, who share my mission, founders.
You were confident
founders,
that the funding would come.
Yeah, I was confident. And, I was determined. I was very, very clear on what I wanted to do, how I wanted to do it differently. And I was investing in founders regardless, whether it was angel investing. And my deal flow, in terms of the founders I was seeing, were founders who... some were first-time founders and some had started two or three companies before. And so that gave me a lot of confidence to say, okay, there's something here. I should go for it.
Overwater Ventures, Christina Simmons, encouraging founders to grow both their business and their mental well-being.
Very inspiring. Have a great day, everyone. And thanks to everybody. See you tomorrow.
Sandhill Road is produced by Sean Myers under the leadership of Sarah Bueno and Stephanie Adruni. For more interviews with Silicon Valley's most influential entrepreneurs, check me out on TV at Press Here. That's Sunday mornings on NBC Bay Area and everywhere in the world on iTunes and at PressHereTV.com.